Om Shanti. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening for Sister Mira, who is our spiritual resource today for this webinar. It is good night. And so thank you very much, Sister Mira, for agreeing to be our spiritual resource. We are really looking forward to your experiences on not only the Avatar's journey, but your experiences of being a long-time yogi for Baba and sharing with us your valuable insights on how best to have yoga with Baba. Again, good morning to Brother Eric. He is in Montreal and he is going to be asking the questions. Brother Eric, it's all yours.
Yes, good morning everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's beautiful to be beyond time with these different time zones. Good evening, Sister Mira. Such a pleasure to be with you today. And many, I think, most of us, we all know you and we know your love for yoga and Gyan. And we've been listening to you many times in Madhuban and across the world. You've been visiting us here in Canada and in many countries. And I thought that today, actually, for the webinar, I found the perfect formula, which was, I think, directly inspired by Baba. And it says, yoga plus Gyan plus Miraben equal greatness. And I thought that's exactly what we're going to go through, and it's exactly along with the formula of today, which we will ask you to explain in depth a little bit later on. But first of all, Mira Ben, can we ask you to just greet everyone, say hello, share a few thoughts, and mostly about this project that we've been going through for a few weeks. I'm very, very curious to know, how do you go through, and what's been the effect on you? How have you been using it? So tell us a little bit about your personal practice and thinking of the program. And in the meantime, if anyone has specific questions for Sister Mira, you can write them in the chat box. And if you could focus your questions on the avatar journey or the point for or the formula of this today and tomorrow, and that would be great, so we don't go into all the big questions of Kian because we have only 1 hour. So you can write your questions in the question box and use the question box to write your question, and I will present them to Sister Mira. But Sister Mira, how are you? How is everything? How avatar have you become now?
Everything is excellent. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to extend special greetings in this Avyakt month to all the brothers and sisters around the globe. And I would also like to really thank the brothers and sisters who have put together this wonderful program for us in the month of January. It's really, really great. And, you know, for myself, I took off this, I really liked the word avatar for a long time. I have been using it in my own way, sometimes beginning the day, considering myself to be an incarnation and using it on different levels. But this project gave me even more focus. And also I like this concept about making our centers a pilgrimage place, you know, Tirath, which is really auspicious. You know, it is the only way we can attract souls and then immerse their bhavna. And I really loved this, all this concept from this project, this avatar's journey. And I was very, very fortunate that I took off this journey from Madhuban. You know, I was in Madhuban. So the third, I left Madhuban, but it was a great opportunity for me to begin my journey, Avatar's journey there. And since then, I have been all the time excited every day to look into the formula for today. And I find, you know, it's very, very appropriate according to the situations and circumstances we are going through. And I also felt that, you know, Baba's hand is in this project directly. Why? Because every day when we listen to the Murli, even though somebody else thought about the formula, but Baba has his input into that formula, which makes it very interesting to practice. So what I have been doing actually is that make sure that, you know, morning time, especially Amrit Vela, is dedicated to practice practically the formula, and also in the evening to make sure 6:30 to 7:30 to dedicate the time specially for this practice. My experience is that, you know, certain formulas, I try to count, like, you know, as we were given the instruction, you need to count 108 times, 2 days, the same formula. But I find that certain formulas are such that we just need to go into the depth of experiencing being that. There is not a question of counting how many times. That's what I felt, you know. Certain formulas, of course, you can count how many times you practice today. But my experience is there are certain things, like, for example, you know, incorporeal, you know, voiceless, egoless, this is something I try to experience it in action, combining the formula in action and see the practical result. And certain formulas, of course, we could count. But for me, as I did spend time every night looking into the attainment, what was the siddhi, what was the attainment, what was the accomplishment I had today, and most of the times I find there was some kind of unique experience. Like this morning itself, you know, I wanted to experience nirvikalp stage, and it was really for nearly 45 minutes, it was like totally in the soul world, in that videhi stage. You know, you are not thoughtless, you are not thinking, but it was such a powerful experience. And the impact of that stays for a long period of time. One thing that also excited me very much about this formula was when I left Madhuban this time, I had the aim that the theme for the year for me is Ek Bal, Ek Bharosa. No, faith in one and strength from one. And when I looked at one of the formulas, so it really inspired me even more, you know. So it just gave an understanding that we are in tune with Baba and all of us are doing something which Baba would like us to practice. And I find this method of using formulas, different formulas, after 2 days, it creates kind of newness. It is not stale anymore. And so I have been looking forward to create this newness every day in my life. And I find, you know, what Baba wants us now to become equal to the Father, becoming complete and perfect. This is what is taking us closer to that experience. Even otherwise, in my Brahmin life, there are two favorite things I have already cherished in my Brahmin life. One is having Amrit Vela, powerful Amrit Vela, at the same time, you know, love for Baba's Murli. And so this interest that I had from the beginning of my Brahmin life has also helped me to a great extent to take on board, to practice this avatar's journey even more deeper. And I really find the benefit. So, you know, definitely there is an influence, there is an impact on the atmosphere and on one's own self. Even though there are many tests and many situations, very challenging also comes, you know, when we make up our mind to practice something deeper. But because I had determination and I had chosen to practice this on my own accord, so it helped me a lot. And so I really would like to say many thanks to the sisters or brothers who have churned so much and put all of this together. So that's what I would like to say.
Thank you. I know we all feel the same way, and we appreciate the greatness of those formulas and how they work. And I'm very happy you bring the topic of, you know, what is it doing for you, and how even with so many years in Gyan, we still find ways to renew our understanding, yes, and our experience and our achievements. So it's very nice. We have quite a few questions already. If anyone else who has joined the webinar wants to add questions, you can write them in the question box. And maybe we can start, Miraben, to clarify a little bit, because this avatar journey has been for some of us also a Hindi course at the same time. And we understand that many formulas are using beautiful Hindi words, which some of us are missing on the depth. And today's formula is pretty interesting with Well, you can tell them better than me. Nirvikalp, Nirvigan, and Nirvikarmi. Could you just briefly, and again, we have just an hour and there will be questions, but if you could just clarify what is your understanding of those three words and how together they bring us into the attainment of elevated life.
Nirvikalp means actually, you know, it's beyond thoughts. In one of the Murlis recently, Baba said that even if you are thinking about service, that is also called Nirvikalp stage. But beyond that, I understand it is a stage that one experiences when we are in the Videhi stage, in the soul world. We are just being, not thinking I am a soul and not thinking I am not body. I am just being. And of course, Nirvigan means obstacle free. It does not mean that I will not have obstacles. To my understanding, Nirvigan means one is not to be scared of any obstacles that comes in front of you. And secondly, because there is an obstacle in front of you, you don't become an obstacle to others. So one of the definition Avek Bhakta had mentioned in one year's Murli, that is Nirvigan stage. But Nirvikarmi, you know, the last one, can you repeat the last one, Erika?
Nirvikarmi.
Nirvikarmi. That free means free from any kind of vikarmas, which means like no desire, no attachment, no kind of influence. You know, it is like the eternal quality of the soul in the emerged form. It's not on making effort. I feel it's a natural feeling of being beyond any kind of attraction, any kind of attachment, any vices, maybe totally ignorant of what the vices are.
Thank you. And there was a question also related to another formula in which we were experiencing the Sakash. And someone asked a question which I think we can connect with these words that the formula that we're using. And you mentioned you want the achievement, you want to see in the end of the day, at the end of the day, what you really gained. So someone asked a question, giving first congratulations and appreciation for the program, that it's working miracles for them. For today's formula, in which there was Sakash, can you explain us to understand what is Sakash? How do we get that stage of Sakash? Any material or class would be helpful, though you have some understanding. But like this formula, any simple way to first understand and practice Sakash? Any insights on this, Miravan?
I would describe Sakash as the subtle, powerful current of light and might that contains all powers and virtues. In fact, it is God's divine, unconditional, pure feelings filled with spiritual love in the form of rays of spiritual energy. Pure and powerful energy transmitted through pure feelings and pure thoughts can also be called Sakash. And Sakash can also be translated sometimes as spiritual radiation. You know, it is like healing and cooling through the subtle rays. And to receive Sakash, I need to prepare my mind and intellect. My mind has to be totally pure. My intellect has to be crystal clear. You know, there needs to be an intense, deep tapasya, which is love for Baba. And then I am receptive to Sakash, the special current of light and might that is being sent out. I don't need to make any physical effort, actually. It is an experience. You know, like sometimes you can just visualize by mistake when you touch, you know, the electric wire somewhere, 1 second of that current passes through the whole body in such a way that, you know, you can never forget that experience. So sometimes this sakash that we receive from Baba, that we receive from the seniors, it penetrates into the soul and it cleanses, it really purifies the subconscious mind to such an extent, you really feel after that experience, you know, very refreshed, very light, a kind of total renewal. So it's a property, it is the quality of God Himself, actually. So when I am able to connect myself with Baba accurately, I am able to draw that energy, and then that can be transmitted in the form of pure feelings and pure thoughts. Now, we all have heard about the experience of Vishwa Kishore Dada when he was sick in the hospital in 1968. Before he left the body, Brahma Baba in Madhuban came to know about how Dada could not sleep whole night. And so Baba sent him Sakash, that special rays filled with light and might. And then in the morning, Baba got the news that Dada was able to sleep very peacefully because that healing power of Sakash gave him that comfort. And so many of us have many experiences in our Brahmin life when there is a difficulty, when there is an obstacle, how Sakash from Baba and Sakash from seniors makes things easier.
Thank you. We all love stories, Sister Mira, but it's dangerous to tell this one. We might all want to call you now if we can't sleep to ask you to give us some Sakash so we can sleep properly. So. I'll give them your phone number if you don't mind. So thank you. I know I appreciate the way you bring this idea of Sakash also with the clarity of the intellect. And somebody is asking actually, if thoughts are pure and clear and clean, can the actions not be the same? So if thoughts are pure and clear and clean, can the actions not be the same?
Yeah, it could be different, you know, because to have thoughts, when you want to put the thoughts into action, there are other influences around you, you know. So sometimes because of the influences around, so the thoughts gets diluted. And so I may not be able to put the same thought into action. So this is why it is very important that I work on myself not to get influenced by the atmosphere, not to get influenced by the dictates of other people's mind, not even to get influenced by my own dictates. Because these subtle influences may not allow the thought, even though it is pure, clean, to put it into action, so we don't see the practical result. Accomplishment.
Connected to also being in the powerhouse at the moment with the topic of Sakash, someone is asking, related to that current question, it would be nice to hear the same depth of explanation of Sakash, Sakshi and Sati. And again, this is a Hindi course for most of us, so Sakshi and Sati. First you can translate and then explain.
Sati is companion and Sakshi is observer, detached observer. They are very much connected, you know, because when you are in the company of Baba, that means you have the company of all the eight powers with you. So you are able to remain detached and observe the actions of others, the scenes of drama. And of course, vice versa, when you are detached observer, then you are able to experience Baba's company. These two go together. you know, Sati and Sakshi. So I know that I am in Baba's company. I am not affected by the scenes of drama because the eight powers, you know, that is when we say Baba's company, the cooperation of all the eight powers gives me the opportunity to use the right power at the right time, and so I am able to remain unaffected by the scenes act of any actor on the stage.
Thank you. I see we have questions coming in, and I think we are, you're generating a global churning system, Mira, all around. And another question connected to it is Drishti and Sakash the same? And Sister Mira explained the basis of each. So is Drishti and Sakash the same? Can you explain the basis?
I don't think it is the same. But you can give Sakash through Drishti and through your intellect. You can transmit. They are the, you can say, devices to transmit Sakash. So that is why sometimes, you know, when somebody is conducting meditation, it is a yoga bhakti, some seniors. So sometimes the powerful drishti that we receive, even for a few moments, it works wonders. Even, for example, Bap Dada, when Bap Dada comes, you know, nowadays we don't have that much of opportunity to take long drishti, but in splits of a second, the drishti that falls on you, Bap Dada's drishti, filled with Sakash, means powerful vibration, genuine vibration, does have an impact. And of course, Sakash is also transmitted through a crystal clear intellect. So, of course, in order to allow the intellect to work, my mind has to be pure. Then the vibrations of Sakash travel like laser. So I find these are the two windows through which we can share Sakash to the world and people who are in contact with us, you know, who are with us.
And again, you'll have to explain to us the wonder of how using Sakash can help us to sleep, but that would be another topic at some other point. Just another question related to the words of the formula, because those two words are so, you know, with Sakash and companion and detached observer was the formula. In the back to the one of today and tomorrow, with the word Nivikarmi that you explained, someone is asking, how can you conquer Maya, the enemy, if you are Nivikarmi, as you just described it? How can you conquer Maya, the enemy, if you are Nivikarmi, just the way you described it?
Nirvikarmi means the conqueror of Maya. So there is, it is not separate, you know. So when you don't have no vikarmas at all, so that means you are not performing any sinful action, so you are conqueror of Maya. So I don't see it as a separate thing. I see them as two sides of the same coin. Being the conqueror of Maya and being Nirvikarmi is the same, actually. That means beyond performing any vikarmas, Nirvikarmi, and conqueror of Maya. So it is not separate, actually. When you are conqueror of Maya, you are free from vikarmas. So when you are free from vikarmas, you are conqueror of Maya.
That's what we're all trying to achieve, right?
So, yes.
If anyone wants to ask more questions on these topics, please write them in the question box. And, you know, Sister Mira, what we're trying to achieve, I'm sure, through this program, similarly as we did through the One Initiative and so many beautiful collective efforts I think we're making, they are presented to us with two aims. One is to help us to transform ourselves, and the other one is to help transform the service place. So if we go first to the transformation of the self, I'm quite curious to hear you in the perspective of all your years in Gyan and your understanding of the Brahmin family. You've seen BKs, you know, changing. You have seen BKs not changing. You've seen BKs changing, then going backwards. What's your feeling towards this power of transforming the sound, because you mentioned in the beginning that it's not so much a question of repeating the mantra or the formula, but also it's to go into the depth of the experience of being that. And my question to you will be, okay, we can go into the experience of being that, but how do you stay that? How do you use these programs and these yuktis Baba is giving us to really bring a real change in the sound so that after the program, we're really different, you know, something really happened, and it's not that just we go back to our old sanskara. So what do you feel is this trick, this little method to go from the deep experience of being that to remaining that and staying that?
I think it is kind of, you know, going into the subtleties, because the transformation is not happening because we are only using the power of knowledge. So sometimes we feel that transformation has happened for a short while, but the seed of the sanskara or whatever is still deep down within. So I find in order for the real transformation, I need to go into the subtleties, the depth of my subconscious mind, and identify the seed. And this kind of projects, you know, what we are doing now, actually it gives us an opportunity to go deep into understanding the seed of the sanskaras, because you know, we have an opportunity to spend special time on a particular formula, and I find that gives us the realization of who really I am. So once I am able to see my real self in that process, I think a shift happens, you know. It's just a matter of a shift. So then you become what you are. So then what you are not, you know, then you create that kind of disinterest automatically towards it. And I think the realized transformation cannot happen unless I have created the disinterest for the old sanskaras that I already have. And that disinterest for the old sanskaras can happen when I spend some deep reflective time with myself and dive deep into my subconscious mind, and I accept, you know, I have this. So the moment we accept, that is the moment the shift happens, so we return to our eternity. So that is my experience. And this kind of, you know, program or this kind of practices gives us an opportunity to have the courage to do it for ourselves.
I know we always learn, as Baba says, from experiences, and we can teach others through personal experience. Any specific moment in your Brahmin life that you recall in which there was that process where you had that deeper experience of being, you know, even though there are sometimes points that we've been hearing many times through Murli's, through different ways, any moment, any specific experience you can recall where you had these moments of realization or deep experience that really made a big shift for you and that you can share with us?
Yes, there are, you know, definitely in all these 45 years of journey, long journey, there were, you know, moments when I was able to have the courage to go deep into myself. And of course, you know, until then, maybe there was a self-denial or not accepting. And so when I had given that quality time, so that, you know, I could see clearly the seed which maybe I had carried on birth after birth, and so that seed was clearly visible. And so when I was able to realize the seed, then I created a kind of disinterest by asking myself several questions, you know, how much sorrow I have taken for myself keeping this seed, you know, how much sorrow maybe I have brought in my relationship with others or even in service. So when you have a kind of a clear picture, then you realize I don't want to keep this anymore. It's enough is enough. So with that disinterest, it is like, you know, if there is a thorn in your leg, to pull out the thorn is also painful. To leave it there is also painful. And so took the courage to pull that thorn out, and then you become free for all time. And of course, then the proof of that transformation has to be given by the family. You know, because family is a proof with whom we work day and night. And so in our interaction with godly family, so when they are able to see the change in our interaction, in our behavior, so that is also a kind of a confirmation that you have made that shift in the seed of the sanskara that you wanted to transform.
I know you're speaking from experience now, and I know you're a very private person, so thank you for allowing us to go into a little bit into your mind and see in your life what effort you're making. I think it's the way for us to be inspired and to know we're all together making efforts in the journey, and each one is going through their own, you know, thing. So thank you for sharing that. Someone is asking something a little bit connected to, you know, when we want to transform and the intellect is so necessary for picking up that realization. And it says, when the intellect shuts down because of not being enough alert, how can we bring it back to life? When the intellect shuts down because of not being enough alert, how can we bring it back to life?
Oh, actually, we should really look into what is the reason for the intellect shutting down. You know, from my experience and from what I have heard from seniors and Baba, I find that the intellect shuts down when I may have acted against Srimad, performed some actions which is not according to Srimad, or I am not honest with myself, I am not truthful with Baba. So, you know, the intellect is automatically shut down. It's like blocked. So unless I realize that, you know, that the reason that I have done something not right, I have done something against Srimad, and I admit honestly to the seniors, the intellect cannot open up. You know, that is why it is very important to have that realization. I need to admit that, you know, why my intellect is shut, why my intellect cannot get Baba online, or, you know, I cannot connect. The reason is that there is some blockage, and the blockage is some manmat, some dishonesty, something hidden, not being open in front of Baba. So if I can realize that, and then I admit to Baba, and I think it will start working wonderfully.
Thank you. I'm sure they will be enjoying that approach. Back to a little explanation of some Hindi words that contain probably deep meaning. One is asking, please explain uparam and vairagya. What's the difference? I don't know if I pronounce it well, but what's the difference between uparam and vairagya?
Uparam means being beyond. And vairagya is disinterest. So you need to have vairagya, which is disinterest, distaste, in order to be upram. You cannot just go beyond, you know, if you still have interest in this world, you know, if my intellect is attracted. So I need to create that kind of disinterest by using many wisdom that Baba teaches me, And then automatically I am able to go beyond Upra, my intellect pulling towards Rama, who is Upar, you know, Uparam, being beyond.
But is a word like this, for example, Uparam, takes a different meaning in the Brahmin world? Because if a lucky person uses that word, what is beyond for them? Where do they go beyond compared to where Brahmins go beyond?
Oh, actually, Laukik people may have different interpretation. You know, they may, I'm not sure, but from my understanding, they may think Uparam means like, you know, having no interest, just being, keeping myself isolated, you know, not to be amongst people, isolation, becoming dry. But according to Baba's knowledge, it does not mean that. It means that, you know, Upara means I am not pulled towards anything down below. I am beyond gravity in a way. You know, I am beyond any limited interest. I may have unlimited interest, but not any limited interest. And so our definition of Upara is more filled with power, not isolating myself from the world.
I'm asking that as well because I know for some of us who, of course, are not from Hindi language or we don't speak Hindi, sometimes we see words Baba is using and, of course, we understand them in the context of Brahmin life, but we know they come from also Lakic background as well. And it connects to the question also that someone is asking. The question is, a clarification about the expression, the expression Satyam Shivam Sundaram, and they say that's three words, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, from the ninth formula, a thing outside of, is it a thing outside of our Brahmin life? Is it something that comes from outside of Brahmin life? Because they say, I have heard this, and I heard it like a mantra or a chant. So we know Baba imports those formulas. What do you think of these Satyam Shivam Sundaram? Of course, they come from other Bhakti songs. How do they change when they come to Brahmin world?
Of course, you know, in devotion, they consider it as a praise of God. So that's why they sing in the form of songs. But we understand the depth of the meaning. So Satyam is truth. Shivam is benevolent. Sundaram is beautiful. So we can understand that, you know, the beauty of God lies in being benevolent and truthful. Because we always talk about God's beauty. How do we describe God's beauty? You know, Shiva means benevolent. His beauty is in being benevolent to all souls. And also his beauty lies in truth. Because anything which is truthful is beautiful. So our connotation of Satyam Shivam Sundaram goes more deeper than the devotees. They only think about the names connected with Shankara. You know, Shankara used to dance and his beauty, Nataraja, the beauty of Shiva in the form of Shankara. But when we talk about Satyam Shivam Sundaram, for us it is the Supreme Soul. His beauty in the form of benevolence and his beauty in the form of being truthful, truth, real.
Were you using yourself those formulas or those mantras before Gyan? Were you a devotee that used to sing in temple those kind of songs?
Yes, I did some devotion in this birth.
Do we have pictures of that? Do we have pictures of you doing this?
A little bit of singing, but not so much, you know. Once before coming to Gyan, I used to go to satsang. I used to be the leader for bhajans, and during that time, I used to sing these words in the form of songs without understanding the meaning. But of course, now it is very different.
How do you connect when you hear those expressions Baba is using? And even sometimes he says, you know, man manabhav, majajibhav, this is also in the Gita, but no one understands the meaning. The other day he said also in the Gita, it says, detach yourself from the body and from bodily relations. How do you connect sometimes based on your own personal experience? Do you have kind of a reminiscence of your Bhakti life, or what's going on in you when you make those connections between Bhakti and Gyan?
No, actually, I had memorized 800 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita before coming to Gyan. And I used to chant the Gita with eyes closed. You know, whichever chapter people will ask me, I can chant it without non-stop, but did not understand any meaning. I must have said Manmanabhav Madhyajibhav so many times, but never understood the meaning. It's only after coming to Baba has explained the meaning very clearly. So now, when I hear those words, I am happy that I know the meaning behind it. So I'm not using the word just for the sake of using, but with understanding. But in Bhakti, it was different. Just for the sake of singing, you know, the chanting, the mantras, we used to say, and I have said it many times.
Very interesting. Now I know, I've always been very impressed when I listen to your class, and particularly when I was younger in Gyan, and I would hear you quoting so accurately so many murlis from such different dates and this and that, and I keep thinking, how can she do that to remember all these murli points? Now I understand. You used to do that with the Gita. You had good training actually in Bhakti. That's good.
It yes,
brought you
I
to appreciate that, to turn Baba's knowledge. What's your reading, Sister Mira, about? And I'm coming back to all the efforts we're all making collectively now, and the program wants to change the way we transform ourselves, but also how we impact where we serve. How do you see this whole initiative on a global way? How do you look at where the Brahmin family is going at this time, and particularly keeping in mind what we're witnessing now in Madhuban, seeing our daddies, you know, holding it, but we see that it goes out of health, and we all wonder, you know, what will be happening in the future. How is this whole Brahmin family going to evolve? What do you churn about all these things in the connection of the collective effort we're making?
To be honest, I don't churn on these things too much, you know. What is going on, that is health not good, this and that. I don't think too much about it. But what I would think is that the time is short. Whatever opportunity Baba gives us, make use of that opportunity, because we have to now step up, you know, from whatever role we are playing, we need to step up and become more helpers to Dadis so that we are able to accomplish Baba's task in the given time. But what I find is, you know, when we have this kind of project, maybe all the brothers and sisters in the center, they are not involved because some of them are working, some of them are not aware of the project. And so the collective energy that we would like to expect, you know, and the impact of that collective energy on the atmosphere of the center may not be as we expect, because not in all the centers, all the brothers and sisters are practicing the same, you know, journey. Some of them are aware but cannot practice. So if it is possible, when all of us practice the same set of thoughts, same practice, same vibrations move around, maybe the impact will be even more powerful. And I can see even few souls around the world doing this have definitely created some kind of an impact, but it will be even more powerful if more brothers and sisters take interest and join in and commit themselves for this.
You're right. Thank you. I think we'll have time for two more questions, because I would propose the last one, who is connected to a beautiful theme. I would suggest the last one will be in the form of almost a meditation commentary. I think we can do with you, but there's one interesting little technical question connected to what we discussed. And someone is saying, some BKs even give classes in Madhuban, but when it comes to practical, their behavior is different. Then how can people follow their classes?
Means, you know, it's up to you. You know, if I have the aim of taking good from everyone, whatever they have spoken, and if I can, it can benefit me, and I can practice it in my life, I should go ahead doing that. I should not be judgmental to watch whether they are practicing what they said or not. That is their problem, and that is their, you know, commitment to Baba. But if they have shared something beneficial, inspiring for me, and that helps me in my life, I should be thankful for them for giving that information, and I should go ahead practicing and benefit for myself.
And before I take you into a form of meditation commentary, any thoughts you'd like to share with the world family in terms of where you're at the moment? What are your latest insights? What's inspiring you at the moment? What are your inspiring thoughts that you are enjoying?
At the moment, I enjoy very much my early hours of meditation, and I look forward for the evening, 6:30 to 7:30, and I dedicate this time specially. First of all, I spend the first hour for myself, going into the depth of experiencing the formula, and the next half an hour I always dedicate to serve the world, and particularly in the evening, also, you know, try to use the time to create an atmosphere to spread vibrations so that souls are attracted and come to Baba. So my aim at present is to do more experiments through Mansa Seva, experiments in silence, through the power of silence, how it can help myself, it can help the service, and it can help the Brahmin family.
That's even answering another question without hearing the question. Someone said, just wrote now, it seems in the last few weeks, so many souls have left the body and sorrow is at a high level. Many souls are going through changes. Do you feel that the avatar's journey is a timely preparation for all of us?
I think it is. It is. It does. You know, Mansa Seva. Finally, we will not have any opportunity to do physical service, reach out to anywhere. But the only thing that we can do, Mansa Seva, you know, serve others' mind through our minds. So that is why it is very, very important to keep our mind free from any kind of waste. Because any kind of waste in the mind will not allow our mind to serve others' minds. And so that is the main attention we need to keep so that we are able to accumulate the power of thoughts. And that power of thoughts accumulated can reach out in the form of Sakash, in the form of searchlight, in the form of a rays of light, whatever.
Thank you. I know the time is going so fast. It's already been an hour we've been, you know, expressing with you. Really, really appreciate. And I kept a little, a beautiful question actually for last, thinking that you could maybe share with us. You'll see, it's a sentence someone picked up from one of your meditation commentary. So I was thinking you can describe for us for just a few minutes what the person is asking you to share in a form maybe of, let's go into a journey together for a few minutes, following your thoughts and your mind to the experience of 1,000 glorious sunsets. And someone says, I would like to know how to go to the place where it is like 1,000 glorious sunsets, from one of Sister Mira's commentaries. So this will be a good understanding to take us to a new depth of experience. So we all have our seatbelt, you know, fastened, and so we are seated in the upright position and ready for takeoff, Sister Mira. How do we go to 1,000 glorious sunsets?
I would like to request all of you to turn your mind within, become aware of being a tiny point of light, a tiny little rocket, with one powerful thought. I lift my consciousness beyond this world of matter. I move beyond gravity into the world of silence, golden red light. In this home of silence, I, the being of light, I see myself sitting facing the Supreme Light. The Supreme Light, like the sun, is showering me with his rays of light and light. I feel as if I am bathing in the ocean of light. I am in front of the sun, who is filling me with its light. This experience is like thousands of glorious sunsets where I am totally merged in the light of God. I stay in this experience. I enjoy these moments of being in the company of the Sun of Knowledge, the Supreme Light. I am totally empowered, energized, and I slowly descend again into this world of matter, fully charged, energized to play my role in the stage of being an observer, keeping the company of the Supreme. Om Shanti.
Sister Mira, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure to spend time with you, and you confirmed the initial formula of the webinar. With the help of yoga and gyan, I think you give us an experience of greatness. And thank you for sharing your personal views, and it's a real pleasure to be with you. So a big, big thank you, and I want to say the last words to the family, and then I'll leave it to Sharon to conclude.
It's a great pleasure for me to be with all of you and share some of my own personal experience, and I'm sure we will all be meeting in Madhubar soon. We will share more. Thank you.
Thank you. Up to you, Shireen.
Thank you, Sister Mira. Thank you, Brother Eric. It's been wonderful. Thank you for sharing your experiences. Thank you for giving of yourself, Sister Mira. It was really enlightening. And also, I found some of your explanations of the Hindi words were very, very nice. So thank you very much for your time. And your
thank you for this opportunity to be with all of you.
Brother Eric, thank you. And our next webinar is going to be next Saturday. It's going to be an hour early. And many people have been complaining that we have been moving the webinars around. and we have to move it around because of the time zones and to accommodate the spiritual resources who are coming on the webinar too. And so please check your times before you, many people told me that they missed the last webinar because we had it at 9 a.m. New York time and then we are having it at 6 a.m. New York time. And so please check your times when you do get the invitation for the webinar. Also, if you have any questions, you can email us at sustenance@brahmakumaris.org. sustenance@brahmakumaris.org. And so till next Saturday, thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you.